Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two U.S. Marines were killed and 17 others injured Wednesday when a military truck flipped over a North Carolina highway interchange at Highway 210 and U.S. Highway 17. All the service members were based out of Camp Lejeune and were part of the 2nd Marine Logistics Group. The 19-year-old service member who was driving the truck is now reportedly facing charges in the crash. The police report claims he was traveling too fast when attempting to make a sharp turn. The number of American workers filing unemployment claims jumped much more than expected this week. According to data released Thursday by the Labor Department, workers filed 286,000 initial jobless claims for the week ending on January 15th. The number of claims increased compared to the previous week's revised tally of 231,000 claims. Economists had projected a number roughly 55,000 lower. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
U.S. senators rejected ending the 60-vote filibuster rule Wednesday.
Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senator Manchin from the floor says removing the filibuster rule would make Washington's dysfunction even worse.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on a fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
Curiosity rover on Mars has been digging holes and found a mix of carbon-12 and carbon-13 isotopes. The two stable carbon isotopes can reveal how the carbon cycle may have changed over time and perhaps life was once on the red planet. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden, addressing the American people Wednesday afternoon, walked back his campaign promise to end the virus to a job not yet finished.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. Where COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
With very few positive accomplishments, President Biden said he has exceeded expectations. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News calls Biden and Democrat lawmakers clueless to what the American people are demanding.
Totally clueless. I mean, the president is completely detached from reality and the kitchen table issues that matter to Americans. He's claiming that inflation is under control, that shelves at the grocery stores are restocked, that we're going to get COVID under control soon if you just keep wearing masks and we keep demanding people show their vaccine cards. None of these are what people are experiencing across Arkansas or across the country. I think it's ironic that I'm standing here tonight in the Senate when the Democrats are trying to make it illegal for a state to require identification to vote, to prove you are who you say you are. Yet if we wanted to walk across the street and get a hamburger at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., we'd have to show our vaccine card and our identification card just to get a hamburger to eat. That's how detached these Democrats are from reality.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's growing, never stop.
Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, and boy, I'll tell you, the archive of these excellent guests that we're able to get, for your education, for your increase of knowledge and awareness and discovering the truth. No 8-second sound bites. We get in depth here on these issues we feel that are most important, especially in this, in this cultural morass of fake news and propaganda that we've been filled with. But, you know, I'm encouraged because I believe the American people are waking up. And if there was ever going to be a time for exposition, it is now, because of all that COVID has done to us. And we're realizing there is, as they say, the lies, the damn lies and statistics. And all that aside, on the other side, where the light is shining, there is the truth. And Tom Borelli joins us now. I'm sure he would agree. He's the climate change and energy expert and contributor with Newsmax TV. Hey, Tom, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you?
Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me in the opening month.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been a long time coming. I take it you and the family enjoyed the holidays, had a great time, have stayed COVID-free, and you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well. I had a little bout of COVID. Took me out for a while. Nothing too serious. Mm-hmm. Kind of lingering, but I'm fine now.
Well, if you adhere to the admonishment of Israel, they said, look at it's there's nothing better than natural immunity, that trumps all these vaccines. And and even the UK last night, as the president was starting to speak, Boris Johnson said, the heck with these masks don't work, it's ridiculous, throw them away. So I think there's going to be a big bonfire there at the palace. You're going to burn everybody's mask up once and for all. And maybe that will happen around the world as people are realizing, as one doctor had said, look at, all you got to do is read the instruction on the outside of the mask containers, and they tell you they're not good, to prevent, viral infection. That's not what they're for.
Yeah, no, it's there was a lot of misinformation really on all sides with respect to the virus. But one thing that I think we could just take a step back and pause is that man's arrogance can't trump Mother Nature.
Amen.
If we wanted to, I don't think we could stop climate change to the extent it's happening. Mm. And with a virus that seems like it was engineered in China, there's really not a really good way to stop something like that, especially when it mutates, the degree that it does. So it really should be it should give us all a pause to recognize that we do not run everything. And to the extent that man tries to deal with things that they can't really solve, it doesn't lead to any good at all. You just have to, take a dose of reality and do the best we can.
Exactly. Yeah, I think man needs to realize that it's beyond their pay grade and that God Almighty is in control. And I believe, Tom, I got to tell you honestly, and when this came out, I looked at it this way. I thought that we were going to see that Omicron was God's gift to his creation, that Omicron would promote natural immunity, and which it has. I mean, look at the lethality, less than 2%. More people are getting Omicron these days, and what it's doing, and which the scientists are either negligent or purposefully, trying to manipulate the data here. But what's coming out is that because of Omicron, people's natural immunity is being fortified. And this, you know, to your point, is the ultimate answer that these vaccines, you know, we think of what vaccines meant in the, you know, in the old days when we were growing up. You know, vaccines were to keep you from getting the disease or getting the virus, right? That's what we were taught, and that's how we were conditioned. But under the new auspices and the new writing of what vaccines mean, that's not exactly the case. But yet we're operating on an old rendition of our understanding of what vaccines are versus what they are today. And this is why people are kind of shocked, going, wait a minute, I got vaccinated, I got triple boosted here, I'm still getting the the virus. Is not supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, you know, I go right back to blaming, you know, Dr. Fauci and blaming President Biden, because right from the start, CDC as well, right from the start, they should have given the American people a range of options and a range of things that could happen. We don't know a lot about this virus, but what we do know is it's an RNA virus and it mutates a lot. So we're hopeful that these vaccines would be able to stop infection, but it's also possible the virus will mutate to such a degree, like Omicron, that it could escape immunity. So they should just lay it all out, and as the data change, you can say, okay, now we're going in this direction. Instead, it was the usual Democrat, one-size-fits-all, you shall all get the vaccine. And that's like generals always fight the last war. There was no nuance. Right. Shocking, right, from the federal government in terms of how to deal with something that's rapidly changing.
Well, Tom, think about what you're saying here. I mean, this has tremendous, tremendous impact, and what this is going to do. And this is why I believe there's going to be a reaction from the people as they get to understand more and more really the science and the facts of all this, and realize that what happened is they trusted their government, and their government abused that trust by scaring the holy what have you out of them to get them to comply and do things that they wouldn't normally do or agree to, all in the interest of trying to avoid and, to do away with COVID. And they bought into a lie that was perpetrated by people that knew they were lying, whether you're talking about Dr. Fauci and all that's been exposed with Dr. Fauci. I think that there is a day of judgment that is coming for Dr. Fauci, because the evidence is so clear, and evidence that came from his own mouth. I mean, he is a gain-of-function guy, clearly. That has been his interest. That's what he was doing. He had advance notice as to what happened at Wuhan. He participated in the building of the laboratory. He had a team of his scientists that were there who came back after, I think it was about 12, 18 months that they were there when they were starting up. And they came back with a warning, said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There was just going to be a problem here. And sure enough, there was one. And Dr. Fauci was silent. And how many people unnecessarily died because of his silence?
Oh, absolutely. The man is incredibly arrogant. And, you know, I'm thinking about writing a commentary, but if you really look at it, he's probably been the most powerful person in the United States over the last, 15 years. He goes out billions and billions of dollars of research money with no accountability. We saw some money went to torturing dogs and puppies. And this guy can do no wrong, because if you dare question him, there goes your grant money. And
exactly.
No one in the federal government, Republicans, Democrats, anybody, was holding him accountable. Why? He's got a white coat. He's from the National Institute of Health. But right from the start, I had my beat on him, because if you're a public health official and you're a bureaucrat and there's this new virus, like in January 2021, the first thing you do is, you really make the risk bigger than what it is so you can get more grant money, right? so you can get more research money. But in January 2020, he was downplaying the virus. He didn't recognize the transmission and the potential lethality of the virus until like mid-March. Why would a public health official play down the risk of a virus when it's in his own bureaucratic interest to promote it, right? Because he knew he had funded the Wuhan lab. That's it.
Exactly.
And they're
starting
up there saying whether or not...
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. Okay. More from Tom Borelli after this. Stay with us.
You got it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, and happy to be so for your benefit and on your behalf. I am Bill Martinez, and for more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us. He's the climate change and energy expert and contributor with Newsmax TV. Tom, what did you make of the president's statement that he's done the best of any president in the first year?
Bill and listeners, that shows just how delusional this man is. He's a legend in his own mind, but the data speaks otherwise. Just look at the gasoline prices when you pull up to the pump, right? Just look at the food prices when you walk into and walk out of the supermarket. The man is a walking disaster, and it's shown in the polls. And what was it, Quinnipiac, 33% approval. And then with Hispanics, only 28% approval. The American people across the board are recognizing what a disaster this man is. And the tragic part of all this, we have another 3 years to go.
Exactly. And it's going to be painful. Tom, what do you think the people who are part of this polling, which is all of us, and we see this and we go, yeah, that's a fair, I think a fair perspective or somewhat close. And the president says, I don't believe in polls. That's irrelevant. It's meaningless. I mean, he just invalidated everybody, 70% of the people that said, hey, look it, buddy, you're on the wrong track. Get a clue. And he told them, just shut up. Get out of my way. I'm in charge. Elections have consequences.
No, that's it. I mean, he's isolated. He's in a bubble. And I just wonder how much his staff really tells him. I just wrote a commentary on Newsmax about that. Mm-hmm. Is that if you really look at his record, a lot of the decisions he's making, he's not making them. The biggest tell to me was what it was during that Christmas phone call, Christmas Eve, when Biden repeated, let's go, Brandon.
Yes.
He had no idea what that meant, but his wife, Jill, made a, blinked her eyes showing that she did.
Yes.
So she, as his wife, wasn't even telling him what an embarrassment he is. So what does that tell you? How much information is being kept? And then there was a story in Vanity Fair, of all places, that at the end of October, the administration was presented with an idea to provide COVID tests for all Americans before the holidays, and that was rejected. And Biden goes on ABC News TV and says, I wish I would have known, I would have ordered tests. They're not telling him things.
Right. Well, and you wonder how much he's not being told. And I mean, this happens time and again, even with, officials. He's meeting with another president of a country, and there's no, he goes into it, he has no clue. He's clueless about what's on the agenda and, what has even happened. I mean, it's really pathetic, and especially when you think of it on a national security basis. I mean, he continues to put us at risk. And then, of course, what he ended up doing last night, in a way, in green lighting, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And, of course, Jen Psaki tried to clean that up. But, boy, I got to tell you, I think Putin's going to take that statement and run, isn't he?
Why wouldn't he? He laid out the scenario. Well, if it's a minor incursion, then it's going to be like a fight within NATO. Oh, well.
Right. Yeah, right.
He just laid out the worst case scenario, and then we'll be fighting on whether or not we should be doing anything. And meanwhile, as you know, we sometimes talk about energy. So what happens when oil prices are already, over $84 a barrel?
Exactly.
What happens
right.
If there is that incursion? Energy prices are going to go up, and that benefits Russia, because a huge amount of their export revenue is in energy.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing. Joe Biden says, what are the Republicans about? Okay. How delusional, how disconnected from reality? I mean, the Republicans have been about energy independence. They've been about securing the border. But he puts the statement out there, and I understand some of his base. Probably that's red meat to them, because they're about as delusional as he is. I mean, sometimes I think, Tom, it would be interesting to sit down and talk with that 20-25% of these ideologues that are so fixed. Can you even reason with them to say, help me understand How do you get there? Because I've been able to have some conversations with people who are very staunch and supporters of Biden, and you know, calmly be able to just ask questions and ask them to defend, you know, defend their case, defend the policy, defend Biden. I mean, outside of the, you know, the bumper sticker sound bites that you hear from, you know, CNN and others who are now fully exposed for their propaganda and prejudice, you know, but just let's deal with the facts here. And help me understand why, you know, why I should support, why you do, and why I should support Joe Biden, other than that he happens to be the president of the United States.
Well, Bill, you hit the nail on the head, because a lot of these media organizations, they're just dishing out propaganda. And if you watch MSNBC, you might believe this garbage, and you're not hearing anything else. So it's hard to have a conversation with people when their minds have been twisted by propaganda. And sadly, propaganda works. That's why they do it.
Well, this has been the dumbing down of America, Tom. And that's what's sad and pathetic, is that, look, I need everybody. We need everybody to be as smart as you can. And don't buy into this stuff, because, as Jordan Peterson says, you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. You know, I don't need you to be stupid. I need you to be smart. Right?
No, absolutely. And again, it all depends on where you get your information from. And I blame a lot of this, the divided nation, all on the media. Look, Biden lied yesterday. He said he was always for blacks throughout his whole career. Well, that's a lie. When he first entered, he used to hang out with the segregationists and was proud of it, because he's always been a politician. Whatever it did to lead to more power, that's what his policy would be.
Exactly. Well, even on Martin Luther King's birthday, I mean, he channels these Democrats. He doesn't say they're Democrats about voter reform. I mean, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of these Democrats? He didn't say that, but they are, you know. Bull Connor, you know, George Wallace. You know, the names he cited were Democrats. And the fact of the matter is the DNA of the Democratic Party is loaded with voter support. Oppression. This has been their history. And he and other Democrats convene, like you say, because they're politicians and they're going to wiggle to the left or right or wherever the winds are blowing. You know, they lose credibility. But, you know, if people aren't aware and they just go by what MSNBC and what the president of the United States sadly is doing, you know, he's just dumbing everybody down. They're dumbing people down, and they're just flat out lying to people.
No, absolutely. And then conveniently, President Biden forgot his mentor. Forgot to mention his mentor, the late former Klansman and Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd.
Yes,
his mentor, who used the filibuster to stop voting rights legislation. We didn't hear much about that, now, did we?
No, not at all. And I'll tell you, thank God last night for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, talk about saving the republic, Tom. I mean, what would have happened?
Actually, I'll take it. Believe me, but I thought Manchin would have caved, to tell you the truth, because he caved on coal under the Obama administration. But this time he stood fast, and thank God he did.
Well, maybe that was the price we had to pay, was him caving on coal. He realized that he couldn't do it again. And Kyrsten Sinema, for her to, you know, have the courage after all the pressure that was coming her way.
Right.
I mean, even the King family went down to Arizona to put pressure on her. And you're thinking, wait a minute, how can you, you know, Martin Luther King would not be supporting this. How do you force fit that?
Again, this is, nothing happens by accident. These people are making money and getting popular and getting the news by doing these outrageous acts and twisting history, actually. You know, look, whatever happened to the content of character, that's nowhere to be found. So it's disgusting that, you know, that this part of the King family was out there and twisting, nationalizing elections as somehow voters' rights. I mean, that is such a lie.
Yeah, and you think about it, Tom, that in today's environment, Dr. King's speech would have probably come up with some sort of declarative caution from Facebook, absolutely canceled, you know, by Twitter and the rest of the reigning cultural advocates. Unbelievable. Dr. Tom Borelli has been with us. Thank you, Tom. Take care. God bless.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two U.S. Marines were killed and 17 others injured Wednesday when a military truck flipped over a North Carolina highway interchange at Highway 210 and U.S. Highway 17. All the service members were based out of Camp Lejeune and were part of the 2nd Marine Logistics Group. The 19-year-old service member who was driving the truck is now reportedly facing charges in the crash. The police report claims he was traveling too fast when attempting to make a sharp turn. The number of American workers filing unemployment claims jumped much more than expected this week. According to data released Thursday by the Labor Department, workers filed 286,000 initial jobless claims for the week ending on January 15th. The number of claims increased compared to the previous week's revised tally of 231,000 claims. Economists had projected a number roughly 55,000 lower. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We know this month is Sanctity of Human Life Month, and throughout this month, those who value human life, such as Christians and churches of all denominations across the country, are going to observe Sanctity of Human Life Month with the celebration of life and prayer events. Now, this includes the annual National March for Life, which will occur tomorrow, the 21st, in Washington, D.C. The co-founder and chief creative officer of the Radiance Foundation and author of the book, Not Equal, Civil Rights Gone Wrong, is with us, Ryan Bomberger. Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here with you.
Well, Ryan, I can't help but feel that this month is a time of hallowness. You know, that when we talk about life, it is as if we're on hallowed ground and we need to remove our shoes because God is the God of life. And this is a time, you know, coming off of Christmas when, you know, God came to, you know, from heaven to earth to be amongst us, to be in us. And here this carries forward. And a time for us to rally together, you know, in the presence of God and in the presence of all humanity to say that we choose life.
Absolutely. I mean, we think of just the whole story, the greatest story and truest story ever told, where you have Christ who came, who was humanly unplanned, certainly divinely planned, but humanly unplanned. We saw the way that Mary and Joseph responded to that humanly unplanned situation. Joseph could have chosen to leave, but he chose to love instead. And Mary, a courageous teen who had to face, I mean, I don't know how many women these days have to face a crazed king who tries to kill your firstborn son, but you're talking about a courageous mother. And that, to me, that's the story, and it's a story of adoption. It's a story of facing the humanly unplanned within God's divine plan.
You know, to remind us all that God is still in it. Isn't that right? I mean, because even at that period of time, I mean, the Jews are waiting for the Messiah. And so many people had to have been discouraged. I mean, because it was hundreds of years where there was just nothing heard. You know, the prophets were quiet. And it was all a time of preparation and just being ready and people's faith being so challenged. So much so that when Jesus came on the scene, they still weren't sure, right?
Right. I mean, that kind of is how it happens when we're just not really expecting it and God just, you know, just rushes on in. And that's why he's always blowing our expectations. But that's why we're constantly called to be ready. I mean, how long was that prophesied? Be ready.
Exactly.
And then it happens, and then so many denied that it was happening. And still today, so many deny that it happened. And they sadly miss out on the incredible benefits, the redemption and the rescue that was the result of Christ coming.
Right. And here we are in today's culture around the world where human life is has become so disposable. And, you know, people wonder in light of COVID, Ryan, and I'm often asked this question. Looks like we lost him here for just a second, so we'll reconnect with Ryan Baumberger, talking about this month being the Sanctity of Human Life Month. He's the co-founder and chief creative officer of the Radiance Foundation, and as I said, the author of the book Not Equal, Civil Rights Gone Wrong. But this topic that is so critical, and also be aware that you know, tomorrow there will be a national March for Life. This one expected to be even greater than previous ones because of, you know, the COVID restrictions in the previous years. This time this seems to be a little bit more open and we can expect a greater crowd, not to mention for lots of reasons, not just because of COVID, but I think it's also, as you've heard me talk about, is this holistic organic movement that has taken place across the country. You know, people are, you know, what's going on with Roe v. Wade and why the pushback on Roe v. Wade? And that's because experience defines preference. And you have people since 1973, men and women both, by the way, not just women, that have realized the lie of abortion. And part of them, and I don't blame them for being so upset, because they're saying, wait a minute, our government lied to us. The Supreme Court lied to us. And, you know, Ryan, I think that the people are almost coming to that same conclusion when it comes to COVID as well, is they're starting to realize that there's a difference between, you know, the lies that have been perpetrated upon the culture and the truth. And certainly when we're talking about life, that's become quite evident. And this is why you have this organic movement that is freaking out the pro-abortionists. And they believe, well, it's all about, the religious fanatics. Not necessarily. I don't think that they're seeing the true impact of what, you know, Roe v. Wade has had on the culture and women, you know, how they have been abused. And this has been a health abuse that has taken place across the country, that women are carrying to their grave the pain of this abortion, the reality of the abortion that they were subjected to, that they agreed to, thinking that it was just, you know, some excess tissue. It was just something, you know, gone wrong in your body that needs to be that needs to be taken care of here, right?
Yeah, well, Roe is one of the biggest lies. I mean, it began in a lie. You had Norma McCorvey, the late Norma McCorvey, who was Roe, who lied initially saying that she had been raped. Of course, rape is always used as the go-to when it comes to abortion. And rape is horrific, and the rapist should be punished, but the child never should be. But remember, Roe started in a lie and perpetuated that. They talk about how Roe empowered women. No, it empowered men to have sex and run. I mean, exploitation is not power. I mean, I'm sorry, exploitation is not empowerment. And so when you think of, you know, a $2 billion industry, like Planned Parenthood, they bring in $2.3 billion. they are exploiting women and using women and, of course, killing human lives for profit. Roe promised all kinds of things, equality. We are never equal when any of us are diminished, and that's exactly what Roe does.
Well, and as you say here, you know, the people who were abused and women, how they bought into this narrative, and that, you know, men themselves, but women also. I mean, you know, it's not just men wanting free sex. I mean, you hear some of these celebrities, you know, who come on and say, God, I'm so glad I aborted two kids, because if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be the movie star that I am today. I mean, you know, think about that statement that is poured into the culture, and these young girls hear this and think, wow, you know, it is so irresponsible on its face and reckless to make, but they're able to say this because we live in a free country. But, you know, I was surprised that there wasn't more pushback on such an absurd statement.
Yes, and that's what's passed off as feminism. I call it fake feminism. I mean, the reality is there are many men who want to protect the life that they've helped procreate, but legally they have no power. Roe does not make us equal, and we are fundamentally unequal. And you think about the equal protection under the law, which supposedly in the 14th Amendment, which was still used to actually somehow create a right to kill the innocent unborn, but it made us inherently unequal. A man can't kill his unborn child, right. But yet a woman can through abortion pills, and an abortionist can. So that's why the best way to approach this is to overturn Roe. And, you know, it equalizes all human beings. You overturn it and you give the true equality back to every human life and value every one of those lives. I mean, the exploitation that is happening is so insane. Planned Parenthood, I mean, people have to understand that a woman who goes to Planned Parenthood is seen as a transaction.
Yes.
And that's what happens. That's why they bring in, you know, year to year it changes, but anywhere between $67 million and over $150 million in profit. That's after bringing in $2.3 billion in revenue. But this is what they do. They exploit all the time and try to convince women and men that the only way to face the unplanned is to eliminate the unplanned child. And I just thank God that my birth mom did not choose that
option. That's right. Right. Amen. Amen to that. And there are many stories of women who went and tried to back out of an abortion, and the people there at Planned Parenthood would not let them go. I mean, I just heard another story here recently. She's now an attorney, very accomplished, and got pregnant in college. And she carries with her till the day she dies this traumatic event that happened. And was there lying on the table and said, look, I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. And they held her down and basically forced this abortion on her. And they were able to do so with impunity. I mean, it's amazing. And this is just one of many, many stories in this naked city that we live in. More from Ryan Bomberger after this. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Dan, it's been a long time coming, but, you know, this is where faith lies, is that we do not give up hope, we do not give up faith, that there will be a time when this country, this world, will once again respect life. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. The God that we serve is a God of life. This month is really a holy month, you think about it. It's Sanctity of Human Life Month that's being celebrated. And Ryan Bomberger is with us. He's the co-founder and chief creative officer of the Radiance Foundation, author of the book, Not Equal, Civil Rights Gone Wrong. Ryan, we need to have you come back so we can talk about your book in detail. But right now I do want to focus on what's going to take place tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and that is the National March for Life. Why will this year be different than the last couple of years?
Well, this year is different for several reasons. One, sadly, there are even more killed under the guise of choice, under Roe. But the second and most important part is that a lot has changed, and we have, for instance, the Dobbs v. Jackson case that was heard back on December 1st. And really encouraging arguments, if anyone listened to the oral arguments, they're available on C-SPAN. But it's really encouraging to hear not only, you know, the majority of the justices, but to hear the failure of the justices on the other side in articulating their pro-abortion point of view. Words that were just so easily just transparent in their abortion advocacy. And so there's encouragement, there's hope, because we have, coming in June, the decision for Dobbs v. Jackson. And quite honestly, the pro-life movement has been working hard for decades to undo Roe. And when it is undone, and I'm believing it's going to be undone in our lifetime, and we have a great opportunity, hopefully, this June, but the work will continue. And the pro-life movement will continue to do the work that we do, and that is rescuing those from death and caring for those, our pregnancy centers, our maternity homes, our adoption agencies. This is what we do, and it will continue to happen even if Roe is overturned.
Ryan, I agree with you, and I believe that it is already happening, you know, one womb at a time. Women are, you know, realizing because of the technology that's available, you know, with these scans, that they're seeing their baby, that it's not just some nondescript tissue, that it is a fetus, that it is a baby, it is a child. They can see it developing there in their womb. You know, and I've often say this, that it is experience that defines preference. We've had a lot of experience since 1973. And what has been transpiring that I think is very disconcerting for those on the left is that this is organic. It's organic in such a nature, and I would say even bipartisan, because women who were at one point very much pro-abortion, and we have the story of Abby Johnson and others who worked in the industry that saw the truth of it and have come out, and she's been able to lead a parade, an increasing number of people who have worked for Planned Parenthood and now, based on the truth, have realized they don't want any association with it, and they were, you know, they have now converted to life. And but this is an organic movement that is happening at the ground level, and I believe this is what is freaking out Planned Parenthood, because they're losing ground, and rightfully so, for something that is it's unsustainable. You know, people cannot continue to murder their children and somehow think it's okay.
No, but it's amazing what happens when you have decades of propaganda that this is equality, that this is empowerment, that this makes you, you know, fully a woman. Of course, now we're in a day and age when what does woman even mean anymore? But Planned Parenthood is in the business of confusion. They're in the business of capitalizing, literally capitalizing on fear. This is what they do. And the tragedy is for those who find out the lie after the irreversible decision. But the great thing is we serve a God of wholeness and healing. Who, you know, for those who are post-abortive, we work with many post-abortive women. Some of our close friends are post-abortive. We're great friends with Abby and several of these who have come out of the abortion industry. And it's amazing how God can get a hold of the heart and restore what Satan tried to destroy. And Satan's working through Planned Parenthood and working through so many, even our academia, our news establishment, in trying to cast Planned Parenthood as a social good. There's never a social good in an industry that kills innocent life and exploits mothers and fathers. There's no social good in that at all.
Yeah. The least representative is the one that gets annihilated here. And Ryan, I'm glad you brought up what you just said, and it's really important for women to hear, and even men, as I shared with you, an increasing number of men, you know, that I speak with, they themselves are echoing the same thing as these women who tell me, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. Men are saying the same thing, and they are on their knees asking for forgiveness, and we want to assure them that God is a God of mercy. And this has not been a surprise. This has happened in front of him. He's aware of all this. This is why Jesus came. He's a forgiving God. And God has enough love, believe me, and forgiveness to bring you back home and bring you back into the fold, regardless of what, you know, others might want to tell you, maybe what some of your thoughts might be, you know, trying to suggest to keep you away from God. But I'd say come to God and find your healing, find forgiveness, and you will appreciate, like so many other women and men before you, because everybody has a story, right, Ryan? And some are worse than others, you think, and but God is, you know, continues to stand faithful to his promise, doesn't he?
Absolutely. But this is why, you know, the devil wants us to be silent, because when you're silent, he's able to hold you in that stranglehold of shame. Shame keeps us from actually sharing the word of our testimony and helping to free others. And so that's why it's so powerful when we're able to share how God rescued and redeemed us from whatever it is.
Right.
And he is the rescuer.
Exactly.
We just have to allow him to work in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. And in the midst of all this, like you say, with the technology, and there's more groups involved in offering alternatives, you know, adoption services like never before, Ryan. I think, and of course, then there's also laws available that, you know, if you have a child, all you've got to do, you can take that child to a designated area, to a fire station or other designated areas in your community, and they are increasingly prolific and available to women who say, look at single parenting, I'm overwhelmed, I've lost hope, I can't handle this, they can bring their child to a place without judgment, without any kind of legal action, and in a sense put their child up for adoption, who will be taken care of, you know, for the rest of their life.
Yes, and you're referring to, you know, the safe haven laws. Some people sometimes call them the Baby Moses laws, and they are being passed in state after state. I mean, there are many options. The pregnancy centers, too, they don't stop when the mother gives birth. They often stay with the mom for at least several years, and many of them offer life skills training and, of course, all the millions worth of free materials, baby items, food, maternity wear, furniture, all these kinds of things. And guess who doesn't give those things out? Planned Parenthood. You won't find a baby boutique or a mama boutique inside of Planned Parenthood, because if you choose to be a parent, well, sorry, yeah, Parenthood is in our name, but we don't have anything to support Parenthood. That's not what they do.
Yeah, you don't see.
This is what Christians.
Yeah, you don't see any diapers and blankets there, right?
No, not at all. I mean, you would think with, you know, having $2.3 billion in assets, they might actually have that kind of material, but they don't, because their heart is not to transform. Their heart is to transact. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, like you say, people do that which they get rewarded for. And in their economy and their way, their business model, their reward is death. And that's what they get paid for. They get paid for they get paid for death.
And it's heartbreaking. But we have to keep in mind, too, that we have to keep praying for the abortion workers, like the Abby Johnsons of the world.
You know, yes.
There are so many who need to be rescued. The workers themselves need to be rescued. That's why I love And Then There Were None. I mean, the Radiance Foundation has worked with Abby's group, And Then There Were None, and several other organizations that are, whether they're sidewalk counselors, but they rescue these people who are in situations where they never thought they would have been in that place. So we need to keep that in mind and pray for them. I mean, think of even the current president of Planned Parenthood. Think of years from now. Maybe she will be the keynote speaker at the celebratory March for Life once Roe is overturned. But she could be that speaker. She could be the one to say, look, my heart has changed. I used to be on the other side. Never give up. Never give up on praying for those inside that insidious industry.
Exactly. Maybe even a president and a leader of the House that supports abortion.
Yes.
You know, it's in the power of God. It's in the power of God to do this. And you're exactly right, is that we have to love enough to love outside of ourselves and to love the unlovable, don't we, Ryan?
Yes, and I'm grateful for my parents. I was conceived in rape but adopted in love. They love me like
crazy. Wow.
And how could I not love
us? What a story. And what a story to tell. Like I said, Ryan, looking forward to having you back. We got to talk about your book, Not Equal, Civil Rights Gone Wrong. How can people get their hands on your book, by the way?
They can simply just go to Radiance, RADIANCE .life.
Okay. And again, tomorrow, the National March for Life, and that will be, I take it, it's going to be streamed and available for people to see at their convenience, right?
Yes. If they go to Facebook, I believe that they will be able to watch it through the March for Life Facebook page. Also, Students for Life will have a time lapse of the hundreds of thousands that will be marching.
Great.
So there's an opportunity.
Ryan Berger, thank you for being with us.
Dangers than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I start